All right, just real quick on the injuries. Ben Johnson, slight hamstring. Fisher, you know the deal there. Jenkins, slight hamstring. Kelsey, same deal. Van Dyke, but actually both Van Dykes got a little tweak there in their hamstrings. And then Kyle Williams, you know that situation there. Good work this week. We're glad we're into those six practices. We're about halfway point. Feel good about the competitions going back and forth, offense, defense. Each one of them making plays, which is a positive, getting good special teams work in. Young guys look like they're improving. And then we'll finish up next week with 4 days. Monday off, they'll come back Tuesday through Friday, 4 days. And then they have the mini camp, the mandatory mini camp at the end there the following week. Time's yours.
What about Sean Smith, coach?
Yeah, Sean was excused for personal reasons. Yeah.
What do you thought of the last couple of weeks Dwayne Bowe's had out?
And listen, it's not a mandatory camp. But, you know.
Dwayne Bowe, what have you thought of the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think Dwayne came back in phenomenal shape. I mean, you know, so that's one thing. And it looks like it out here. I mean, he's really moving around well. So look forward to getting to camp and getting to where it actually counts. But he's in the right frame of mind.
Donnie Avery, healthy and ready to go?
Yeah, Donnie looks good. Yeah, really looks good. Yeah, yeah. Running fast. And you remember this time last year he had the high ankle or something. There was something there. And then so he really missed all the OTAs. And then he came back and he had the scapula there that he had hurt. So but he's in good shape right now.
Is Kelsey going to be ready to go by the time St. Joe rolls around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's getting close. He's been working his tail off, so he and Rick have been spending a lot of time together.
I know it can be hard to tell without pads or whatever, but does it seem like Alex is a little more willing to trust Dwayne, even when there's not as much separation as you'd like?
Well, I think it's two things. I think he's more familiar with all of his receivers, Dwayne included. And then he's more familiar with the offense. They all are. And so you hope that that's the next step that takes place there, that they can all pick their game up even a little bit better than they were last year.
You've had the luxury over your career of basically having McNabb there the whole time for you, not really having to start over with quarterbacks every couple of years. How much easier does that make things for you guys, for a team?
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's as much continuity as you can keep, that's a good thing. So, but in particular in that position. That's you hope that you're in a position where that takes place. Yeah.
Is there even more complex stuff you guys can get into on offense? I mean, would you say like everything is in there? Or you still got?
I wouldn't say everything's in. Yeah, no, not everything. Mm-mm.
You mentioned earlier when things really count in training camp. How much of what goes on here factors into rising and falling on depth charts, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, this is similar to the install that they'll have in training camp. You know, so some of the plays and that are going to carry right over for them.
You obviously have some positions where there's more competition than others, so does that start right now?
Oh, yeah, every snap they get, yeah. That's what you want to do. Doris has done a great job of bringing personnel, which generates competition, good personnel. So there are some spots, there's some spots, and really everybody should feel that. Every spot should feel that.
I think tight end is one of those places where that competition is pretty great.
Well, it looks like it, yeah. Yeah, it looks like there's some good competition there, yeah, for sure.
In your years of coaching this in the NFL, how many quarterbacks would you say have had the entire playbook, have had everything you could give them?
Well, you're always coming up with new stuff.
Right.
But I still send it to them. The old one, I give it to them. So, listen, this thing is endless, so... But I'd tell you, Don, most of them have. The ones that have been there for a couple, 3 years,
years.
Yeah. With the new guys, with the new rookies, normally by that fourth year, they've kind of got everything together. So if you're adding new plays, but not necessarily principles, right?
So a veteran like Alex could have it by the end of the year. I mean, 2 years, is that about enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's, and the way he's wired and the, the history of where he came from, some of the things are similar.
When you're installing like the playbook, do you ever go to the Bill Walsh tapes? Do you ever, or do you? I think Alex said that you guys use stuff that you did with the Packers. How often do you go to the Bill Walsh tapes to install stuff?
Well, I mean, we use all of it. Yeah, I've got all the notes from him, and even though I wasn't on that staff, I've got all the pass game notes from John Gruden, and so we've gone all the way back and looked at stuff there. He was very creative. Mike Holmgren was very creative, so we pull things out from everywhere. Yeah.
Just in the coaching fraternity, how treasured is that stuff? I mean, can you, if you're just a coach, but you don't have the right connections, is it hard to get that?
It's like a Snicker bar in the freezer, right? I mean, it's treasured.
Is it a situation where everybody in that kind of family tree adds a little something, makes little changes? Mm-hmm. Do you go back to the roots sometimes and go,
yeah, well, some,
we need to do that instead of what we're doing?
Yeah, some of the base principles are you pull out. I mean, they're there. You've built those in already, and then you just continue to build new things. And some of the things you create, and then some of the things you bring back from the past. Football seems to be a giant cycle. It recycles itself. And what we think is, all the stuff in the college game, well, that's been there before. And then you just kind of recycle it.
So. Now, you've kind of been doing your own thing a while, but do you ever occasionally say, all right, let me see how Mike Holmgren, taught this, or let me just brush up, or just, do you ever go back to that?
Well, you talk it every day. So, I mean, the things that I learned from him, I'm still using. That's part of the language when you're teaching. I mean, you add your personality to it and some of your teaching fundamental, whatever. But, I mean, the base principles are from him.
All your quarterbacks seem to take the ball a little longer today, deeper. Was that just today's page in the playbook?
Yeah, we had a lot of our deep throws in there today. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A couple more guys. What's the biggest difference that you've seen from the tight end position this time around compared to the first set of OTAs last year?
Well, at this time last year, I thought we were pretty good shape at the tight end spot, and then we had injuries. So it's not much different with the things that we're doing. Some of the guys are a little bit older now and getting a hang of things.
Alex was on NFL.com or whatever the other day, was making a big deal about the cheeseburger thing you guys have around here. How often do you guys get cheeseburgers for the players and do that kind of stuff?
We have cheeseburgers Saturday night. I use that term a little bit. Yeah.
Well,
it's hard to beat a good cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard.
How else do you use the term cheeseburger?
I don't know. This press conference is getting old. I need to go grab a cheeseburger. How's that?
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.